Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come with a grateful heart.
of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for bringing us together in unity once again around this record. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah, God, and we're coming as pilgrims through this very land. For we know, Father, this place is not our permanent home. This is just a hold over, God. For you have prepared a mansion up in glory for those of us that are living according to your command. And God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm also asking your gracious Father to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. And Father God, as we have prayed on last evening, God, we're asking you to continue to touch the lives that have been lost, such the families that they left behind, God. And Lord, we know that you are able to do anything that you want to do. And we just say thank you for everything, God, that you are already done and that you are intending to do. And we give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I know God is just good. I tuned into the radio earlier today, and so we know that different shipment of food and commodities and things of that sort being air lifted over there in that country. And we just thank God for the United States of America. But we are one of the greatest countries on the planet. We're also one of the richest nations on earth. And God has enabled us to be a blessing to so many that become this place in disaster zones. And I just thank God for being in a nation that can step up, hallelujah, to the table and take your center place. Where there's a need, you say, here I am. And I tell you, God bless America, and God bless those that have been displaced, as I just first stated. And God just bless them to find dry land and find somewhere to lay their weary head on tonight. And I just thank those of you that prayed before you went to bed on last evening, but we got to continue to keep our prayer going for those that have been devastated by this catastrophe that they have encountered. And so, without any further ado, we're going to go on in to our program. And our sermon on tonight is Garment Stained, God's Living Stone. I'm going to say that again. Garment Unstained, God's Living Stones. And we're going to take our biblical reading from the law of Psalms 51 and 10 of the King James Version. And it reads like this. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's found in the law of Psalms 51 and 10. And we also have a second reading we'll take in from 1 Peter 2 and 5. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. To be built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now in the midst of language of great figures, telling of the wrath of God, it comes to mind a verse that is most pertinent to every Christian. And you can find its reading in the Law of Revelation 16. And wrestles with the meaning of grievous sores. Mark of the beast. Blood of a dead man. Blood to drink. Scorch men with fire. Gashing tongues for pain. Armageddon. Hailstones that weigh over 100 pounds. There come a precious commandment to all saints. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. That's found in the Law of Revelation 16 and 15. Clearly is truth beyond contest that the Lord Jesus will return one day to claim his own. It will not be expected as to the time by many. To the wise Christian, there must be the attitude of watchfulness. One way he does this is each Lord's Day observant and eating the Lord's Supper, showing his death and resurrection till he come again. Daily, however, a Christian must keep his garments clean, sin stained, the desire for the churches to be without spot or blemish. How successful are we keeping our person? And you that are out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight, I want to give you an encouragement to strive for cleanliness. I'm not talking about the cleanliness in your car. I'm not talking about the cleanliness in your home, because that's a good thing. Both of those are things that we do. I'm not thinking about talking about the cleanliness of your workspace area, your office space area, but I am speaking about that wardrobe of holiness that lives deep within your soul. That's the one that I'm talking about. Strive to keep it clean. For God's word declares that he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, without blemish. Our Father, we are asking you to help make a difference today by allowing us to exercise cleanliness of mind and soul through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we know that Peter challenged us to think of ourselves as a living stone. We that are in the body of Christ, that's living according to God's command, are known as, identified as living stones. Now Peter challenged us to think of ourselves, as I first stated, as living stones. And to be a living stone is an oxymoron, a deliberate contradiction in terms. It's grouped together to emphasize stone or non-living material. Non-living matters, merely compressed, we know, that can be living stones. But we find out that God's plan is that those who are called Christians would become God's living stones. What do you mean, Pastor Ward, living stones? This means that the nature of Jesus Christ would be so firmly embedded in you and I that we would walk holy and live separate unto God. The word of God would be so carved upon our hearts that that we would not allow the lust of the flesh to divert us from living by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is God's will that as living stones, every molecule of our being would be dead to sin, yet alive in the Holy Spirit. And if we allow it, God will take this impure and useless matter out of our lives and mold us into stones, which then become marvels for the world to see. Now, just as the Israelites left stones in the midst of the Jordan River, and that was a sign of their crossing into the promised land, we find out that we as living stones will leave markers of faith and work to indicate that Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and moving in us and through us. It is God's desire that our faith be so vibrant, sinless, and pure that the world would look at God's, hallelujah, living stones and say, I want to be the same joy. I want to be the same peace. I want to be that same joy. I want to be that same love. And I want to be that same salvation that is resident in God's living stone. See, when God enters your and my heart, God then take up residence to indwell in our soul. And when he take up residence, the things and desires that we used to desire, to drink, to smoke, to gamble and swear, we don't have a desire to do those things anymore. Why, you might say? Because we are now living stones. We don't have a desire to go out clubbing, to go out with someone else's wife, to go out with someone else's husband. But we have taken on a living stone environment. And God has taken up residence inside of you and I. Hallelujah. And we should have the vibrancy of our lives so that it should tell the drug user that there is a better high in Jesus. The vibrancy of our lives, hallelujah, should be to the state that it allows and it lets the hopeless know that there is hope. It also allows and it succumbs the sick to know that there is healing. It allows and alerts the weary heart to know that there is rest. Hallelujah. But we know that Jesus gives us as living stones rest for our weary soul and river hearts. God give us rest. God do not want you to worry over anything. But yet, God wants you and I to pray about everything. Hallelujah. And we know that stones are used for building because they are strong and durable. So may we let God finish his perfect work in you and I. May we subject ourselves to Jesus Christ as we walk in obedience and become God's living stone. The only way that you can become God's living stone is to become obedient to God's word. To live a lifestyle of righteousness, to live a lifestyle that's pleasing in God's eyesight, acceptable, which is our reasonable servant. God expects us to live according to his command. We cannot live as we please, but instead we have to live as God has commanded. Hallelujah. God has set out commandments. It's 10 of them that we are to abide by in our daily life. Hallelujah. And if we do that, saints and friends and loved ones and kinship and followers and you that are supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we do that, then we will have the spirit of being a living stone. God comes into our lives and he takes up residence, because see, we have to have a clean, like I first stated, a spotless house. That's that heart I'm talking about. Because God said that he cannot live in an unclean temple. So God cannot reside in our lively stone heart if it's not clean. It has to have the sanctity of God to be holy and blameless every day. Hallelujah. Now, I, as a living stone, God wants us to build up a spiritual house as a holy priesthood and to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing, saints and friends and kinship and extended family members. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Hallelujah. I just thank God for reaching down in the miry clay, picking this old soul up, this old wretched soul. See, we was all wretched souls before God reached down in that miry clay, that mud, and picked you and us up. You know, just like you find a coin on the ground, it's dirty sometimes, not all the time. But sometimes you find corn that has been embedded in mud and dirt. You pick it up, it's dirt. So you have to go and wash it off. When you get to where you have water, you'll put some water on it, or you might add a little soap agent to it and rinse it off, and then it's like new. It's like a clean corn then. But that's just the way we were before the Heavenly Father reached his hand down from heaven to earth and picked you and us up out of that miry clay and cleaned us up. Hallelujah. And when God cleaned us up and put his Holy Spirit, embedded his Holy Spirit down off into this living stone heart of ours, then we are called living stones of Jesus Christ. Holy, acceptable unto God. Are you holy, acceptable unto God tonight? Are you living that kind of lifestyle? I'm asking this question. If by any chance there may be some that are listening on tonight that say, Pastor White, I'm not a Christian? Well, you know what? If you desire to be a Christian, you can become a Christian right now, instrumentally, just for the asking. There's nothing hard about it. God declares that his burdens is light and his yoke is easy. So all you have to do is acknowledge to God that you are a sinner, to ask God into your life. God will come into your life. You come to God in sincerity, hallelujah, and ask God to be your Lord and Savior. God will, right there on the spot, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and you become a new creature in Christ. Because I tell you, saints and friends, and you that are out there listening in my podcast audience on tonight, I know that you see the signs of the time. I know you see the clock on the wall. And I'm not talking about that clock that goes tick-tock. I'm talking about that watch that Jesus talks about. The signs of the time, the signs of the return of God. Saints and friends, if it ever was God showing and revealing his truth to us, God is showing his truth to us every single day that you and I live. God is showing his truth. What God said was going to come to pass, saints of God and friends and extended family member, kinship, supporters of Jesus Christ, followers. If God ever showed his hand, God is showing it right now. God said that there would be wars and rumors of wars. God said that there would be just, things that happening that we thought was far off, that was going to be a thing that was going to come, maybe on down the road. But we're seeing this, everything that God said come to pass. He said that men were going to be lovers of themselves. And he said that fathers were going to be against sons and mothers against daughters. And there was going to be a famine in the land. And there's so many things that God said was coming to pass. And it is coming to pass as you and I live. We are seeing this with our naked eye. So I said all of that to say this. It is time out for hopscotch. It is time out for playing with God. It's time to be about our Father's business. If you don't have your soul right tonight, you never know where God will be knocking at your door. This might be your last opportunity to submit your life to Christ. So I would suggest Christ and introduce Christ to you tonight. Christ is a loving Father, a spiritual Father that loves us to the point of death, that he went on the Calvary cross to prove his love for you and I. In return for him going to the cross, he asked us to give our lives to him, to submit the remaining of our life on planet Earth in service to him. So we are serving God when we put away all the old things that we used to do, all the things that used to take place in our lives. Those things have been erased. Those things have been removed, and now we live a Christian life before God every day. That's the kind of lifestyle that's acceptable and is pleasing unto God. So if I were you and I didn't know God tonight, I would stop what I was doing and just raise your hand toward heaven and tell God, God, I am a sinner. I'm a sinner. And I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and be my Lord. Live into my heart. Create in me a clean heart, a clean spirit. And God will do that right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Those of you that have your hand lifted, I can't see you, but God can. And God will create his spirit down in you. And you'll have a mind to live a lifestyle of Christ. And in ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, thou said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing to you with your daily walk with God, hallelujah. If you have a prayer petition, you want old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence attention, Senior Pastor Janice Ford. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Lord, I